Episode 2518, 'Tis the Season of Great Transformation.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous day. It is the kickoff to the last month of the year. It is the season of great transformation. Are you ready? Let's create your now. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Nothing compares to a Scrooge-like story where you get to experience the outcome of your actions. 'Tis the season of great transformation. Get ready for an exciting ride. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. But what to my wondering eyes should appear, all my actions made known, only for me to fear. This is the life that most definitely could be, the only life created by me. What would it be like if you could see the outcome of a decision before actually following through with it? Scrooge experienced this with the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future. He saw things that were good and a lot that were bad. So what if you took this storyline and applied it to your lifestyle? Now, I know you're probably thinking this is really far-fetched, Christiane, and what does this have to do with my healthy living? How is this going to impact my well-being? Well, you see, every single decision that you make when you put food in your mouth, when you decide to have intentional movement or not, when you decide to sit on the couch longer than get up and take a walk, or maybe you're sleeping in and your sleep cycle is more irregular, that you're really not getting the sleep that you need. If you were to look at all the little itty-bitty decisions that you make, you might be very surprised as the great impact that it has long-term. And right now, most of our decisions are for shortcome. We want the short outcome. This is where we want to see it. We don't want to work long-term, it's short-term. Who cares about the results? It's interesting. I drive around our sweet community, and I must say there are days that I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And there are other days that I'm like, really? Why are they doing that? Let me explain myself. You see, we like things in our community because it's not in the city. It's a smaller city, but it's not the city. And so we still get that opportunity to kind of feel like a small, connected community. Not too big, not too small, but enough where we have for all. But then you have the big hungry giants that come in, the developers, and they see land with beautiful trees, even running water through it or a stream nearby. And all of a sudden they see money, money, money. Now, I understand I am so for development, but just because you have it available doesn't mean you should indulge in it. And so there are days that I'm thinking, why are we putting this here? Why are we all of a sudden building something here? We may need it in 10 years, but do we really need it right now? We have vacant buildings that could be renovated. I know we're not doing that. Why? Because that's not their money to make. They want to build new instead of taking what we have and renovating it and changing it. I say all of that because I want you to apply that to your lifestyle. I want you to look at your health in a different way, a Scrooge-like manner, and not in the bad way, but a good way. I want you to see that every single decision is connected to something bigger. It's not just about, oh, well, you know what? If I go to the fast food restaurant, it's no big deal. It's only one meal. But did you know that that one meal, what you eat and the chemicals that are put in the food stimulates how you're going to feel in the next 20 minutes and then how your body is going to react and what it's going to what within the next hour to 3 hours? And then whether or not your cells are going to respond to what you put in it, and is it going to battle or is it going to be celebrating? This is all happening with 1, 2, 3 bites in a meal. And so, yes, it most definitely affects your healthy living. So what if you took this storyline, the Scrooge-like storyline, and applied it to your lifestyle? How would you see yourself? Because if 'tis the season of great transformation, it all begins with the desired outcome, followed up with actions that support it. You got to let your actions speak louder than your words. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let your actions speak louder than your words. We can get really mouthy when it comes to what we want to do with our lives. We take reality with a dash of dreams and spin it around to reveal our everyday. What do you think? Do you like what you've created? Or are you still questioning areas? Maybe that couch has your, you know, imprint in it a little bit too much. Maybe you need to be walking more or finding a different way to do what you're doing on the couch, but a unique way of doing it, putting a twist on it. You've got to figure out what works for your season of life. 'Tis a season of great transformation. So let your actions speak louder than words. What does that look like? Number one, look for what you don't see. Here's where you are extra thorough. Really think through things. Don't sit there and say, yep, it's just a meal. If I just have this fast food meal, it's not a big deal. Really? How are you going to feel? Do you really know how it's going to react with your body? Have you studied it? Now, for some, it's not a big deal. A fast food meal, it's okay. But what happens when that becomes your regular, everyday eating habit? And 3 months down the road, you're like, man, my pants are fitting a little bit tighter, and I'm not talking about your leggings. They have extra stretch. But you put your jeans on, freshly washed, and you're like, whoa, what happened? Look for what you don't see. Be extra thorough. Investigate more. Start keeping logs and journals. Understand your body. Don't take it for granted. If there's anything that I have learned in my entire lifetime is that life is precious and don't take 1 second of it for granted. We lost my dad way too early. And to this day, I still miss him. And I know he probably would have done things a little bit differently, but he wasn't given that chance. Yeah, he enjoyed his French fries from a fast food restaurant, his ice cream cone. He indulged in things here and there, didn't overdo anything, but it was enough for his body that put stress on his heart that one day it was the end here on earth. Life is precious. I look at my grandson. He was in the hospital recently over Thanksgiving. It was very scary. He was having labored breathing. He's still healing right now. He's getting better, but he's still got some stuff to get over. He's a little thing, strong trooper, but he's still got to fight. And right now he doesn't understand what he's fighting for, but his parents do, his grandparents do. And his aunt and uncles do too. And so in all of that, and looking at what we give him, how we nurture him, everything counts. So look for what you don't see. Don't take anything for granted. Because one drink, one meal, one lack of movement, going to bed way too late all the time, that's going to affect your longevity and your healthy living. You want to have a quality of life along with the quantity. Number two, connect your head and heart. It takes two to tango, and you need both to create your now. Sometimes we just think with our heart or think with our head, or we just kind of go with the flow. You've got to be willing to see it from all different angles, to experience it before you even experience it. That long-term versus short-term. How are you going to develop your life, your landscape? What atmosphere and environment are you willing to live in? Do you want it with four walls that are surgically cleaned all the time and it smells like alcohol? Who wants to live in a hospital the rest of their life? Or do you want to be in an environment of the four walls that are warm and inviting, filled with your family and friends and laughter and tears, memories that you create? Yeah, and a few sprinkles of arguments too, because life isn't easy. If you want that, you got to connect your heart and head. Because everything has a purpose. And if we live with that intentionality in all areas of our life, and most definitely within our health area, it'll change everything. You got to let your actions speak louder than words. And finally, number three, take aim. You have got to put yourself into action. This is where you will continually motivate yourself. Action ignites motivation. So you can't sit there and just think about it, right? You can't just be all up in your head. You can't just be reading all those books. I know I've read a ton of books, but the books aren't getting my imprint off the couch. I have to go out and take action. I have to make changes in my life. I have to make sacrifices. I have to face the challenges head on. I have to be willing to fail so I can succeed. But it starts today. So as you begin, peek into your next action. What does that look like? Because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. 'Tis a season of great transformation. Are you ready? Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.